The government is currently moving to cut $1 billion from the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, that's ARENA, the agency that funds massive solar and other sustainable energy projects. These cuts will dash the hopes of many projects around the country, including one in the South Australian regional town of Port Augusta. Protesters gathered in Adelaide today to impress upon their Premier how important it is that Labor oppose the cuts to ARENA. Michael McGailey was there.
Port Augusta recently lost its huge coal-fired power plant, but the town had been buoyed by the possibility of setting up a massive solar thermal project until the announcement of the cuts to ARENA, which would have supplied the seed funding to set it up. Today, a crowd gathered outside the office of South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill.
We're hearing that someone from upstairs is going to come down and set it fairly soon as well.
The Australian Youth Climate Coalition presented a petition to the Premier to save Port Augusta. I caught up with campaigner Dan Spencer after the event to see how it went.
About 70 people came down to Premier Weatherill's office in Adelaide and presented him with a photo petition calling on him to make solar thermal happen in Port Augusta. It was a really great action to see so many people come out, as well as get the opportunity to actually hand over a petition to the Premier.
What needs to happen for the solar thermal projects to go ahead?
There's a few companies that are wanting to build solar thermal in Port Augusta, companies like Solar Reserve and Solar Store. And one of the key things to making those projects happen is a power purchase agreement. So we're calling on the state government to commit to purchasing 75% of its power use from a solar thermal plant in Port Augusta. And that can really help leverage the federal funding that we know is needed, and the Premier spoke about today, that was promised before the election.
What does the approval of these developments mean for the people of Port Augusta?
Port Augusta, with the closure of the coal-fired power station, really needs new investment and new jobs. One of the people we had speaking today worked at the power station. One of the other people who was there from Port Augusta actually helped build it. But when that went down, you know, there was a real loss of jobs in the community, which has a really big impact. Port Augusta wants to transition to renewable energy, wants to become a renewable energy hub. This is a real key project for that, and it will create a lot of jobs. And if it doesn't go ahead, then Port Augusta is in a pretty bad way. This is something the community's fought for a long time, and now especially community members are really wanting to see action.
Dan Spencer from the Repower Port Augusta campaign, ending that report by The Wire's Michael McGailey.